You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I'm the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at sideshownetwork.tv.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Here we are.
Hi. We lose so much steam after that beginning.
I know. I don't know. I never know what to say. I didn't know if I should just like get in on like singing songs or.
You can do whatever you want.
Grabbing pussies and grabbing pussies and grabbing pussies and grabbing, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote a new song, you guys. Wait for it to drop on iTunes.
Is that going to be from the your band?
Internalized Misogyny?
Internalized Misogyny.
Yes, it is. Actually, we're a death metal band, so I need to rewrite it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's kind of like, like that kind of thing, like yeah. A lot of screaming.
It's like Cradle of Filth kind of jams.
Yeah.
Grabbing pussies and grabbing pussies and grabbing pussies and
bah! Like that? Yeah, it's like that. And you can't read our logo.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to come up here? You can come up here. We're always besieged by cats. Speaking of pussies, this is the good kind. Hi, baby.
Well, they're all good.
Yeah, but this is the pussy cat kind. My favorite kind.
Yeah.
Come here, honey.
Come on, buddy.
Come on.
Come hang out.
Nope.
Okay, forget it. Oh, come on.
Of course.
You know, this is, I just want to say, this is my pet peeves.
Right.
Is a car alarm that goes off for anything, for any longer than like a minute.
Well, that wasn't even a minute.
That wasn't even a minute.
So you can't be that mad.
But it just feels like it's never going to stop.
Oh, I know.
Like anytime I hear a car alarm going off, I always feel like it's never going to.
It will never cease.
No, it won't, because I feel like somebody just looks at their car and just goes, yeah. And then you go, well, why did you turn off? And they're like, no.
Nope.
And then when the cops come, excuse me, is your car being stolen? It's like, no. And they're why don't you turn your car alarm off? And they're like, yeah.
Do you remember when we first moved here, there was that car alarm that was set so sensitive that if like a motorcycle drove by, it went off?
Yeah.
Either that person doesn't live here anymore or they got a new car, but thank God they're gone because it was insane. It was like literally every 3 minutes their car alarm was
a trash truck. Forget of a trash truck, you know, just a heavy truck.
Just a heavy truck, motorcycle, anything loud. Anybody who walked too close to it, it was just terrible.
It was like if you jumped up and down in front of it, it went wild.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry. We had to turn off the air. Big. He likes the air conditioning.
Remember when that truck was on fire outside of our.
Yes, I do.
I was just thinking about that.
Just some random gardening truck caught on fire.
Like some random gardening truck caught fire, and there was like dudes trying to get like gas tanks out of it or something out of it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
No, it actually was pretty good considering.
It was pretty fortunate, and there were people because people were just like, "Dude, truck's on fire! Truck's on fire!" Yeah. I'm just hearing people beeping. I'm looking outside. I'm seeing flames like. Directly outside our window.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, I think we would have been safe.
Oh, no. I mean, if it blew up, it might have blown out some of our windows, but.
Yeah.
But we were okay.
I probably would have.
Because there was a propane tank in the back. Thank God somebody pulled it out of there.
Guys, LA is crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
So let's get to first book today.
All right.
First book is going to be Adventure Into Fear. Is this Fear or Adventure Into Fear?
Adventure Into Fear.
Well, no, but it's technically called Fear.
I know, but it says on the cover.
Well, I know it says Adventure Into Fear with the Man Thing.
With the Man Thing.
But the book is called Fear.
Sure.
So this is Fear.
This book is dumb. Let's just already get that out of the way.
So, Fear, number 17, from October 1973.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna do the 70s.
And it's today. The month of October.
Yeah, we're going to mess around with the 70s. Wait, is the other book a 70s book?
I think it might be 79, maybe, 77.
Oh, yeah, we're doing pretty good here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing with, like, Man-Thing books, is that they're just so weird, and I'm always like, oh, man, I can't wait to read this. And then I read it, and I kind of go,
meh.
Meh.
Yeah. So is Man-Thing, like, still kicking around the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, he's doing stuff. I mean, he's, you know, he's involved.
Can he talk now?
No, he's there. You never could talk.
Well, I didn't know if they reconned or rebooted or
no,
whatever.
No, he can never talk because he doesn't have a mouth. He just
But I find Man-Thing so sad.
Well, he is sad. It's very sad.
It's just such a very... He's a tragic figure and he's... I mean, it's just... I feel so bad for him. So it's hard for me to read this book with any sort of, like, enjoyment or whatever, because the whole time I'm just like... Poor man thing. Poor man thing. Like, yeah. Every single time they talk about, like, well, maybe, you know, who he used to be would have understood. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how horrible is that?
Yeah, he used to be a scientist man.
I know. It's like reading, like, a like an allegory for Alzheimer's or something. It's just terrible. It's like, this is who he used to be, but he doesn't remember anymore. It's like, do you remember that commercial where there was, like, okay, there was an old woman who had Alzheimer's. And she was in a home. And every week, somebody would come by. Like, a lady, like, with the therapy dog would come by. And she would meet the therapy dog. And every single week, this woman would think she met this dog for the first time. And she's like, we'll be back next. And, like, it was just, like, presented as, like, a cheerful thing. It's like, she doesn't remember. But she sure enjoys hanging around with Alfie or whatever his name was. She's like, we'll be back next week. When she'll meet him again. And it was like the power of animals or some bullshit. I don't even remember what the commercial was for.
The power of sadness.
Yeah, but I was like, what? This isn't happy. This is horrifying.
She's just gonna remember meeting
him. Oh, babe, if I ever get diagnosed with, like, dementia or Alzheimer's, I tell you right now, I will kill myself. No, I won't be able to take it.
No.
I won't be able to take it. There's nothing worse to me than, like, not being able to remember my life.
This is the man thing of episodes.
So anyway, but yeah, that's why Man Thing really upsets me. So
not really sad.
Don't be sad. It's Man Thing. Oh wait, no, never mind. Be sad. It's Man Thing.
Be sad. It's Man Thing.
That should be his slogan.
Adventure Into Sad.
Yeah.
They should just call this book Sad.
It should just be like, guys, it's sadness. I mean, Man Thing. So, anyway.
Anyways, so Fear number 17 from October 1977 on the cover. It's got Enter. It's got, you know, it says, you know, Man Thing. And Man Thing is being hoisted by a very strong
dude. Wearing some costumes.
Red and costumes.
Blue panties.
And blue underwears. And Eddie Pepitone in the background.
What's really funny,
Bernie Sanders in the background.
He's
there.
Actually talking, and he does this man. This
yeah.
man does not speak.
Yeah, there's bull. This is bullshit.
Bullshit cover again.
So, anyways, it says, "Enter the sky being called Wundar, Wundarr."
Suck my dick, Wundar.
And he says, "You are a strong swamp creature, very strong, but you are no more than a misshapen babe in arms to Wundar," which
what?
Says, you know, misshapen babe. What is this? Eraser head?
Somebody Donald Trump would not grab the pussy of. She's a misshapen babe.
Guys, just a disclaimer. We are fresh off of Pussygate.
I can't help myself.
For in the 2016 Pussygate.
Yeah. Pussygate 2016.
Guys, and look, I know sometimes our listeners don't necessarily appreciate us talking politics, and I don't necessarily feel I'm qualified to talk anything about politics, but Jesus Christ, this is a thing that's going on.
In our world. This is legit.
That we are debate. We are
you
having
guys,
a...
This is real life.
This is a real life thing. This is not
real fucking life.
This is not a sketch.
In 2016, this is not SNL. This is real fucking life, and I just don't know how we got
here. This is
there.
Not a Mr. Show sketch.
No.
This is not Key and Peele.
Nope.
Or
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Mad TV?
No, it's not even Mad TV.
In living color? It's not even in living color.
No, it's none of the great.
This is real.
Shows.
This isn't Black Mirror, though it could be.
No, it's Black Mirror. It's 100%. This is Black Mirror. We are filming Black Mirror right now.
When will this episode end? Yeah. So there, we might joke about pussies. I hope that's all right.
I'm gonna wake up in like after November 8th, and just be like in like some sort of like space room, having been watching episode of Black Mirror.
Are we all having a collective hallucination that 2016 is just like this fucking? I don't even know. It's just this massive disaster.
Let's see. I'm drinking water.
Are we though? Do we live in the Matrix?
I'm not in purgatory.
Do you think we live in the Matrix? I mean, that's the question. Like, is this a Matrix thing? And like, somebody's like, run the pussy simulation and see what happens. Like, what if we're just an experiment? We're all just hooked up to some big fucking computer.
Yeah, no, it's possible.
Oh.
We're dealing with some science stuff right now. this technology has become too advanced. Apple has taken over.
Run the
iTunes.
No, they're like, run the crazy. Reality show presidential race thing, and then we're just going to keep programming shit to make it worse. And so finally you've gotten to pussy, and they just push the button, and all of a sudden
this is the thing that people are saying on like
on CNN.
It is the point of discussion, which the woman won't
let some people say vagina on the floor of the Congress of the United States, on the House floor. And this woman was on CNN just screaming the word pussy at everybody. It was actually kind of amazing.
It was amazing. And the people are like, oh, my God, that's offensive. Like, no.
Yeah,
this
shut
is
up.
What, but this is what one of the candidates of the United States presidency in 2016 actually said.
Pussy.
Well, he said, look, I mean, yeah.
I know, he said it years ago.
He said it years ago. And I'm certain that many. Okay. I'm certain many of
many,
our candidates. I bet
Hillary
Clinton has said it.
Well, I mean, who hasn't said the word pussy? But I think it's the context. But
okay,
and I would also say, what person walking around in our country has never said pussy? Many.
There might be
like super religious people, yeah, maybe. But I would say most all of us have used the word pussy at one time or another.
It's I think I've used the word pussy more than the last 24 hours.
I know. I was like, I totally forgot about Lords of Acid having that song until last night. And then I was like, that's right. They have a song called Show Me Your Pussy. And I totally forgot about it. It's pussy. It's P-U-S-S-A-Y. And so I was like, oh, that's right.
Tracy Lords is now relevant.
Yeah, sure.
Again.
I don't know if she was singing for them.
I assume she's singing for them all the
time. No, they switch out the lead singer a lot, if I remember correctly.
Some,
because there was actually even some girl who was on... Flavor of Love, or no, the Brett Michaels one.
Oh, the Rock of Love.
She went on to sing for them for a while.
I think everybody on that show went on to sing.
I think, I mean, that's kind of the thing. I think Lords of Acid always switches up their lead singer.
Guys, I also, in this Black Mirror dream, I once watched a season of Rock of Love.
Did you watch just a season? I feel like I only watched
the bus season with you, and then I watched Daisy of Love.
Wait.
You watched the other stuff.
I watched... You watched Flavor of Love with me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Uh-uh.
You didn't?
I'm positive. I know.
Shit, did I watch that myself?
I'd remember.
Oh, God. I think that was right around
the time I met you and we weren't living together.
What's wrong with
So
me?
You were watching that on your own?
I did. I watched Flavor of Love. But
I didn't have cable. Yeah.
Charm School?
Did no.
Did you watch Charm School?
No, not Charm School, but I watched...
I watched Charm School.
Oh, fuck, wait,
God
what was...
damn it, what was wrong with me?
No,
why
but
there was that one... There was with the guys.
The dating...
Oh, what was it? I know what you're talking about.
Tool School?
Tool Academy. Yeah. What was wrong with us?
Yeah, this is really happening.
We also watched Jersey Shore, the first season.
We watched it because it was a thing, and then...
I am an Italian-American, I had to see how terrible my people look. On television, and it was pretty bad.
Okay, let's just talk about
God
Man Thing.
Yeah, let's talk.
I'm getting really sad now.
I was going to say, do you want to be sad?
Man Thing is affecting me.
Isn't he an empath? Isn't that his whole thing?
No, he just whoever senses fear. He's very good with emotions.
Well, that's an empath.
So I guess he's an empath of sorts.
Yeah.
But whoever something basically it's fear. If you're scared, you feel, if you feel ever experience fear and man thing touches you, it burns. That's why it happens a little bit later on in this book, but most of the time,
it really is like the only friend you could ever have, Hal Jordan, and they're in the wrong universe.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Right. They'd be best friends. They can go on, like, you know, to lunch and stuff.
Bro dates.
Bro dates.
Brunch. Man-Thing love
Man
brunch.
Man-Thing, I'll take you on a flight.
Man-Thing, do you want
to... imagine him trying to fit in a plane?
Could you imagine meeting Man-Thing for lunch? Like, you're going to go down, get some brunch at La Pan Quotidien, or however you say it. I can't say it. I'm not
La Pan Quotient?
Quotient, whatever. And, like, you're like, oh, man, I hope Man-Thing's not late this time. Last time, he knocked over, like, four seats just trying to get to me.
Well, he would just come out of the ground. He would just find his way through the sewer and be like, hey, I was late. Sorry.
And then he eats biscuits. With gravy.
That's all he eats. He goes, how are you doing today?
Like, oh, Man-Thing, I value our time. All right, so let's talk Man-Thing.
All right, so the story is called It Came Out of the Sky, which apparently Steve Gerber, who's very well known for writing Man-Thing and Howard the Duck and Dr. Fate and many, many great things. You know, I think he probably wrote a bunch of Defenders. He wrote this, but special thanks to inspiration from to John Fogerty and the Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Wait,
yeah,
which song?
I don't know.
God damn it! I wish he had said.
I don't know because there's probably I only know a handful of popular Creedence Clearwater Revival songs. I do not know
CCR. Yeah,
I don't know the back catalog. I'm assuming he's a super fan, and he was probably like, Cosmos Factory has influenced me. Oh, no, I ripped it. This
oh,
is worth
no,
nothing.
Not our cheap comic.
Yeah. So, anyways, so...
Okay. Quick aside, I was talking to my mom today on the phone, and I was telling her how we get rid of our comics, how we just, like, do a purge, and she's like, you know, you might want to hang on to those, because they're worth a lot of money, and I was just like...
What is your mom from 1992?
Yeah,
is she collecting poly bags? Death of Superman?
I was like, yeah, mom, I'm sure they are. And I was just
does Fox News tell her that?
We just completely, I just completely washed over that because no, they're not. They're not worth
no, no,
shit. And
no,
like,
we know what we're
no
we know
idea.
What we're buying into here.
But no,
and it's a shame. This is again Black Mirror. Okay, so anyway, so Swamp Thing, whatever, fucking
Man-Thing
is looking at, there's basically the swamp, and he's in the swamp, and there's
a rocket just, like, stuck in the swamp.
Rocket stuck in the swamp.
Just
hanging out.
Like, the ass end of
it
still
apparently
still in
it
the air.
Had the story, the title of the story written on it when
it
came out of space.
Yeah, it did. It says it came out of the sky, and you're like, wow, I'm glad it had something written on it.
So Swamp
Thing. In English.
Man-Thing's looking at it, and there's a flamingo standing right on top of it.
I like the flamingo. I like how as we learned, it's been here for quite a while, and it doesn't have any, swamp gook on it. Shouldn't it have, vines and shit growing off of it?
Well, it's probably filthy. Just, it's not. It's the 70s, so the earth's
all
a bit,
slimy.
Yeah, it's definitely slimy.
So, Man-Thing's like, what is this? He's like, you know when, a dog or, cows see something in the field and they just all stare at it because they're not sure what it is? That's how Man-Thing acts.
Yeah.
He also acts like our cat because our cat will see something he doesn't recognize and he
even though he's seen it a million times before.
Yeah, and it's just in a different place and he gets all confused and he goes very slowly over to it and hits it with his foot.
Yeah.
That's what Man-Thing is doing and that's why it's so sad.
Yeah, so he does that and he knocks it over.
And he knocks it over.
And then he
stares at it.
Well, okay, so this happens. It starts glowing purple.
Right.
And he waits and watches it. And he watches it for an hour.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. He goes... Well, he waits for nearly an hour. And I'm assuming he just stands there just like this.
Yeah.
Just watching this thing glow.
Yeah, he's waiting for it. And then he's like, oh, nothing's happening. I am bored, even though I don't really have a concept of time.
Well, but the way that it describes this says, and so at last he turns away, not sadly, for he has no emotions of his own, but let us say, bored.
Okay. That's why he's so sad. Anyway, so as he turns away, he hears a tapping.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Apparently, okay, so he doesn't
all of a
have
sudden,
any ears.
It's the telltale heart. Right. He doesn't have any ears.
He doesn't have any ears because they say this just in a few panels later here, but it's he notices it something doing something. There's
a glow and a tap.
It just starts going plink, 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 and then
And so then he's got to go back to, like, just sort of batting it around like a cat with, like, a half-dead mouse. He's just like, bonk, meh, bonk, meh.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he makes that noise, too.
He starts going, meh, and it's like, just like, it's just a, you know, drive it home. He's got no ears, so he can't really hear it.
That's right.
Because, so he sticks his head against the thing.
Yeah, he pushes his forehead against it to, like, try to feel the vibrations.
Because that's where his auditory organs are.
That's what it says.
Okay, so he has an ear on his face.
Yeah, he's got an ear on his forehead.
Ear face.
Yeah.
And he picks it up. It doesn't do anything, so he just picks it up and throws it.
And it explodes.
And it kabooms.
And out of the smoking wreckage comes a man with what? How do they describe him?
He is tall, sleek, superbly muscled.
Superbly muscled man with, like, flowy hair.
But he walks as if he's taking his first steps.
Because he is. He's being, quote, born for the first time.
Although he looks pretty, you know.
Well, he's ripped to shit.
He's ripped to shit.
I like he's also clean shaven.
I like that also, for whatever reason, his outfit in here does not match anything on the cover.
No, it sure doesn't.
Because the cover, you know, his outfit is. In here, it's
actually red and not even close.
Red trunks. Everything's like all the red and the trunks of the boots and some of the trim.
And there's no symbol on his chest.
The shirt and his pants are blue. But then on the cover, he's got like this gold medallion. His trim is gold. He's got red shirt, red pants, but his trunks and boots are blue.
Right.
His hair's even a little bit lighter. It's like, come on.
Yeah, they didn't even try.
Come on, people. 70s people.
So he, like, everybody's like, let's explain to you what happened.
Okay, and then basically it's just Superman.
It's Superman's origin, basically.
It's 100% Superman.
Yeah, and actually I was reading this morning, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I shouldn't be surprised that some people think global warming is a hoax perpetrated by scientists. Or, I'm sorry, climate change is a hoax perpetrated by scientists. Because nobody believed Jor-El either.
No.
And nobody believes this fucker, not Jor-El.
His name is
I'm just going to call him not
Hec-2.
Jor-El. It's not Jor-El.
His name is Hec-2, and he's got a wife named Soya.
Not Lara.
Not Lara.
And so basically the whole thing happens. He's like, our sun is going to explode and we're going to die. We only have a year to live.
So he's from the planet Dacum.
Not Krypton.
This happened some 24 Earth years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like science and he's like, holy shit, our sun's becoming huge and we're going to die.
We're all going to die. It's going to red giant.
Now it's like, but basically it's like Superman if his parents were sexy. Because like, you know, because.
I don't know. His parents were kind of sexy, right? Wasn't that the whole thing?
What, the one, the Jor-El?
Weren't they supposed to be sexy, too? Like, weren't they drawn all sexy?
I don't know. They just kind of drive him kind of plain. The husband here is kind of like...
Oh, yeah, he's over-dramatic.
He's like, over-dramatic. He's like, the wife has got, like, the loincloth and the bikini. No.
Yeah, she's super hot. But, like, the husband's, like literally throwing his arm against his forehead to, like...
If I must say...
He's like, oh, get me my smelling salts. We are all gonna die. Mint julep.
Somebody get me my custom space fan. Fan.
Is he Lindsey Graham all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So he's having, you know, he goes to the council. He's like, dude, our sun's going to red giant. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
Which will eventually happen to our own sun.
Yeah.
Black Mirror episode. I'm sure.
This is 100% Black Mirror.
And then he's like, but they're like, you shut your whore mouth. Don't you dare say anything to anybody. And he like runs away and he decides to build a ship so him and his family can escape.
Yeah, basically they're like, he's like, give me a bunch of money so we can like fly everybody.
Yeah, so we can
else.
Save everybody. And they're like, shut up. They put their fingers in their ears and they like start saying la 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 la.
Because he's like, yo, look, what's gonna happen is like the sun's gonna become like really huge and like we're all gonna want to eat all food, and there's gonna be no food, and then like we're gonna start hitting each other with axes and shit.
Yeah, and so and then there's gonna be a big flash that's gonna like burn most of us alive, and those that live will have a whole 9 minutes before the sun engulfs them.
Oh man.
So.
Yeah. This is happening.
That will eventually happen to us.
Maybe not when we're here.
No, this is millions of years in the future, but like our sun will eventually red giant and engulf the Earth. That will happen, but not for very long time. Everybody we have ever even thought of will be dead by that point.
Mm.
So we don't have to worry about
that. I think the only person who will be living at that time, Vince McMahon.
Yeah, no, Vince McMahon will totally still be alive. Him and Cher.
Him and Cher.
And they're just going to, like...
And they'll rule the Earth.
Yeah, it's
together.
Just going to be the two of them. Everybody else is going to be dead, and then they're going to be engulfed.
Yep. That's how the world ends, guys.
Yep, there you go.
Cher and Vince McMahon live until the end of our days.
Until the end of days.
And then the sun burns them up.
Yeah, then the sun red giants. So this guy's like, all right, fine.
All these comic books are going to go... All our comic books are going to burn.
Gone. And so they're like, all right, well, I'm going to build a ship for my family so I could get the fuck off this place before we all die a horrible death. And somebody, like, ratted him out. So, like, the...
Which we don't see anybody, but the internal security police show up and they're like, hey, don't build a spaceship.
Yeah, don't do...
Which, I mean, who gives a fuck if he's building a spaceship?
He hasn't said a word to anybody. He's not telling anybody. He's just like, I'm building a spaceship and I'm getting my family out of here. But they're like, don't build a spaceship on your own time and using your own money.
Because they don't want anybody to see him fly off and everybody think there's something wrong, because apparently that's what their assumption is.
Can't just be like, it was a crazy guy. Like,
so Dacom's buildings must never look upon or hear about your mad theories.
Right. So it took him 6 months to finally be like, wait, we should go get that guy.
Yeah.
So.
Hang on. He might tell somebody.
6 months later, it's just dawned on me.
Yeah, this planet.
I'm sure he hasn't talked to anybody for 6 months. I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe they only speak to other people once a year. So then he gets shot and killed. Then the sexy wife is like, "No, not my baby!" And she gets shot and killed, but she dumps the baby.
They really kind of play up her getting shot.
Oh yeah,
because like from behind it comes crashing down with her. On her spine with pile driver force. I'm like, yeah. Calm fucking down.
She like throws the kid in there.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Throws the baby in there, pulls the lever, and he flies away and she dies.
Which, I mean, look. So you mean that they're automatically ready to launch this baby?
Yeah, it just happens to be
like,
this day.
It was ready to go, like, and it just happened that she got to the thing,
mm-hmm.
fell down, grabbed the right lever.
Yep.
And baby goes
into
space.
That's how it always works. So baby goes into space, baby flies to Earth, and then we have not Ma and Pa Kent driving their shitty...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Driving their car, and they're like, hey there, Ma, did you see that? And they're like, yeah, sure did, Pa. And they're like, we should go check it out. And they're like, no, we shouldn't. It could be communists.
Yeah. it could be Martians or communists. You could get your fool self ray gunned to death.
Yeah, so like, you're right. Let's not investigate. So they
let me tell you. I do like this version of Superman where Ma and Pa Kent said fuck it. They went meh. It's kind of like in that X Factor comic we read when Cannonball is flying by and he's like, that's a weird statue of a man that's on fire.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's not my problem. Goodbye. Goodbye, dead skeleton man.
I'm not going to check out that horrible thing. Just walks away.
Yeah, these people are very casual about seeing a giant rocket ship fly into their thing. And nobody found out.
Nope. Well, that's as we see.
Do they also live on the same planet? Is this the same planet where they don't talk to anybody?
Yes, yes. It's all the same.
It's all the same. Nobody's talking to anybody and being like, hey, you know what? Hey, you know, whatever is a paw. Goober.
Not Pa Kent.
You're at the, you know, he's at the local general store. He's like, did you see that giant good thing flying to the sky? You know, Ma was like, don't go over there. You might get some commies to zap you.
You might get commies.
And they're like, yeah, I didn't see it. You know, somewhere in the woods, you know, and like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It's a very meh existence.
It really is.
So, okay.
So the spaceship lands in the swamp with the baby in it, but he grows. But yes. He, like, never leaves his ship.
Wandar. We call him Wandar.
I'm sorry, Wandar. He never leaves his ship. This guy has been, and he's even awake. Like, there's this picture of him as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With his eyes open and shit. He's just been sitting.
He's been sitting there growing for 22 years.
For 24 years or something crazy. And, like, somehow, what does he eat? How does he go to the bathroom?
There's a vulture right there. Maybe he was there.
But that's all. There's no hole in it. That's just you're seeing into it.
We're just seeing on the inside, and he's just having...
He's just been...
And somehow, okay, so
he hasn't died. He hasn't starved to death. He didn't even try to get out. He's just been there.
He didn't go, Jesus Christ, Pa, Ma, not Pa, Kent. I'm stuck in here. No. He is just sitting in here. And here's the thing that I understand. Another thing that confuses me is So he's wearing like the tunic, you know, the clothes that we see when he comes out of the thing initially.
Oh yeah, he's fully clothed.
He's fully clothed, and he's wearing that as a baby.
Yeah, it just grows. With
and him. He just grows it, as does his bed.
Yeah,
his
you're
bed
right. It
also
does.
Grows
it
from
does.
A modest baby size to a much larger
man size. I don't.
Which Casper mattresses? Get on that.
Yeah.
you want something hip.
Casper
you
want mattresses. Make mattresses that grow with you.
Make them like sea monkeys.
Yeah.
You know, just
add water. Bed grows.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like those little pills. Foam pills we used to drop in water and they become like dinosaurs.
Sea monkeys or sea dinosaurs.
That's not a sea monkey.
What's a sea monkey?
Sea monkey's like an actual little like being that lives in the water. It's like a some sort of animal, bug or something. But
why do they call them sea monkeys?
I have no idea. I've never had a sea monkey. I don't even know if
I thought there were those things. Okay, but I forgot. Then I have no idea. I'm an idiot.
Are you talking about those pills?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the foam pill things. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know what they're called.
Foamies.
Foamies. Yeah, foamies.
Okay. Anyways, so he gets out. Okay, so Wonder gets out, and he's looking at the swamp thing, and he's like, he thinks it's his mother.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is the first. He's like a baby duck. He's imprinted on Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, Man Thing.
He's imprinted on Man Thing.
He's like, Mama! He's like,
Mama!
And Man Thing's like, so this guy's like, I'm going to do it.
And Man Thing's like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Mama. So he's like, I'm gonna
hear you with my forehead.
I'm gonna go, yeah, speak into my forehead. Swamp Thing or Man Thing's hard of hearing. You got to speak right directly into the forehead. So he's like, I'm gonna go hug him, but he also has Superman like powers. So when he like jumps towards him,
so he gets so excited that he's like, my mama, and then he jumps. Super far.
And he, like, smashes a tractor.
And he flies really far to, like a construction site.
Yeah.
And he explodes like a wrecking ball.
Yep.
And they're like, holy shit.
That guy has long hair. He's obviously Native American.
They call him an Indian because...
Yep, 'cause they're racist.
Because Florida. Because this is where I said...
Oh, is it in Florida?
Yeah, Citrusville, Florida. So,
the nexus
of all realities, which Man-Thing is the guardian of, is based in Citrusville, Florida.
Is that close to... Is that a real place?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, well. I assume it's somewhere in the Everglades. I believe it's in the Everglades, so...
Sure. Well, yeah.
So anyway, so he falls down, and apparently, so these guys are like, holy shit, this guy blew up our thing.
Let's get him.
And they pull out guns. I just noticed this. They pull out guns. They have like 30 guns.
That guy literally landed on a big fucking piece of machinery, and it crumbled like matchsticks. And these guys are like, shoot him. It'll work.
This will harm him. Our guns that we keep on a construction site for some reason. We all have them. They all have them.
Citrusville, Florida. What else are you going to do? Work construction.
Bring your gun to work day?
It's bring your gun to work day. I wonder, they're going to show them the fax machine and let them send an email. Like,
hey, faxy, look, meet gun.
You're faxy, meet bullety. Gunny. Gunny and bullety and magaziney. We're all here.
Magaziney. Look, gun, here's that porno mag I read every day when I take a big shit on the company toilet.
Are they gonna like put them all?
It's from 1980. It's from 1976. So it's like, yeah, it's a couple years old and it's missing a bunch of pages and it's not very good. But you know what? It's my best friend next to you, of course.
Do you think they're gonna also like gather them all in the boardroom and someone's gonna give a presentation about what they do at the construction site? And be like, all right.
We'll just have all the guns listen to them talk about what they do.
In their own individual.
My name
scene.
Is Roy. I make girders.
Yeah, well, no, it's like they put them all. Each gun gets its own.
I'm the riveter.
Own individual seat, and then the company president comes in. He's like, "Oh man, it's so good to see all of you, and I hope you all grow up to be big, strong guns."
Do they have like a big AK? Is he carrying like an AK-47? It's like, this is my son.
Yeah, yeah. He's good at following my footsteps. And like, there's like a little gun that has like a pink bow on it because it's like the only daughter.
Is it a pink squirt gun?
Yeah, no, it just has a pink. Maybe it's a pink gun. They do make those.
Oh man.
And instead
I do like this reality where the
bring your gun to work day.
Where there's a bring your gun to work day in swamp thing or man things.
Citrusville, Florida is all about community.
It is.
And they just really want guns to get involved.
Yeah, that's something they would also probably elect a gun a mayor.
Well, I
gun
think
the mayor.
I think that's what happens. It's one of these guns that went to bring your gun to work day grows up to become the mayor of Citrusville.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And yeah, it's because he really wanted to give back after
it's another side. So you're now entering Citrusville, Florida, where the mayor is a gun.
Well, there's a place in Alaska where a cat is a mayor, so why not?
Yeah.
What's more American than electing a gun a mayor?
So he gets out. So Wonder flops around and he starts using his
powers.
He looks in the water and he imagines seeing Man Thing and he's like, Mama! And
he's not talking. He's just gesturing.
Well, he's gesturing, Mama!
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, I gotta find my mama, whatever. And so he's like sad or whatever.
Well, because he's kind of just realizing it's like, yeah.
He's having problems. And all of a sudden,
he's having a big sad.
In Citrusville, Florida, some chick named Jennifer wakes up.
Okay, so Jennifer Kale.
Not me.
Jennifer Kale. Well, his name is Kale.
She's food.
Yeah, she's food. She's also a hot wizard.
Oh, sweet.
She becomes a hot wizard, but here she's having some dreams. Some dreams, and then Sam Elliott comes and tells her,
that does look like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. You know, if Sam Elliott,
he's like, I gotta go. He's like, I hope you're feeling better.
Sam Elliott,
go take my gun to work.
Sam Elliott is definitely living where the mayor is a gun.
Oh, absolutely. There's literally no other place Sam Elliott could live. I think it's like a law.
So he flops around, So anyways, we're back with
Wundar,
and he's like, oh look, and he's fine. So he comes across a crocodile.
Or are they alligators?
Okay, alligator.
They alligators? It's an alligator.
It's an alligator, and he's like, hey, be my friend, right?
He's like, ooh, a pet.
Or a friend. He's just like, he's the thing that's a friend,
yeah,
right?
And
so he grabs the alligator's tail. Alligator clearly is not happy.
No, and so
tries to bite his face.
Yeah. And so he, kills him.
So he swings, he Jason Voorhees this fucking alligator, this poor alligator, against a tree like it's in a sleeping bag.
And then it's like, and then he doesn't, and then it doesn't move.
Maybe now it will play and not be mean, but alas, now it will not be even move. It just lays limp.
It's because it's dead now. Congratulations, you killed. And then we go back to Man-Thing, who's still hanging out with the pieces of the rocket. And he's just like picking him up, being like.
So this is also another sad moment.
That's
where
what I mean.
He picks up he picks up the medal, and it's trying to imply that maybe he might try to, because it's Ted Salas, who became Man Thing, was a scientist.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, maybe he's trying to understand it, but then he just drops it because Ted Salas, chemist, might have understood it, but not the parody of life he has become.
No, that's horrible.
Basically, this book is
that's
just like
a nightmare.
This book is basically like, "Hey, Man Thing, punching Man Thing in the nuts in his reproductive organ, which is probably on his armpit,
probably
every fucking panel.
Why not? Just talking about how sad and pathetic he is. So finally, Wundar comes back.
Wundar comes up to give him another big hug,
but instead, he's kind of jumping him.
Yeah, and Man Thing is just like, get away from me.
Stop
so
it.
He throws him into some trees.
And now it's time for these two to throw down.
So he gets mad and he's basically, it's like, can't his mother even, can this be, will even his mother be mean to him?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, she is going to hurt. No, no, he won't let her. So he picks up poor Man Thing, like he's the ultimate warrior, and throws him into the town.
Yeah.
Which apparently is
downtown
Citrusville. Past the construction site where the guys are taking their guns to work.
Well, that's why nobody shoots these two. It's because all the guns are at work.
Yeah, all the guns are at work. Apparently, it's 2 a.m., even though it's kind of light out.
Yeah, it looks like day. Sure, whatever.
And everybody comes out of the town
to, watch. And then they realize that, these two have no... They don't care if anybody else gets hurt or if the town gets wrecked.
Nope. No, they don't.
Yeah, they sure don't. And so they fucking fight and wreck the whole goddamn town.
Oh, yeah. He literally snaps a light pole like it's like a Twix bar or a Kit Kat and just hits Wundar with it. And then he throws a cop car at him.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops are shooting at them because they brought their guns to work, as they should have, because they're cops.
And every day is take your gun to work day if you're a cop.
Yeah, and then literally he tries to like emote to him. So Wonder tries to emote to Man-Thing. He's like
trying to like gesticulate, trying to get him to understand.
Because Man-Thing starts like walking away because he's like, fuck this.
Yeah, he's like,
and he
I'm
just
bored.
Gets down in front of his knees and he's trying to beg to him. You know,
but he can't talk. Man-Thing
he's
kind of
grunting at him because it says non-syllabic, punctuated with tears. So he's like,
God. Man-Thing's like, say that close to my forehead. He's bending down to listen. So yes, so
this is very sad. If you're in Citrusville, Florida, it's 2 a.m. and I just watched the Ultimate Warrior grunt cry in front of the Man-Thing.
Oh yeah, and everything's sad.
And Man-Thing just goes goodbye.
And then he's
he chases after Man-Thing, and he grabs him, and Man-Thing just kind of like slaps him. Like, he kind of, like, goes, ha!
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of, like...
Not hard.
Now he just kind of goes...
Like, swatting away a like bug. Just,
like, very,
slap.
Like, kind of flicks his face.
Yeah.
And, so basically... Yeah, and then it says, but whatever knows fear burns at the touch of man... whatever knows fear burns at the Man-Thing's touch. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, because he's sad or whatever. And then he literally just shoves him.
Wondar shoves
Man-Thing like he's like a bully.
He's like, yeah, fuck you, man. Give me your lunch money and shove.
He shoves him and then he just jumps away. And Wondar is like.
He's like, moo.
And then he's like, so this is the last. He must go look elsewhere for his where he belongs in the new world. Yes. He knows now this is not the place, not here. Not at the side of this misshapen, mindless spawn of the Merc.
Meh.
Yes, he knows now, but we can only wonder, did his mother know all along? Very, okay. Very sad. Because in the leaving of the last, it's just...
That's it. That's the end of it.
And next issue, Death Haunts the Swamp. Like, isn't it like every issue of Man-Thing?
Oh, yeah.
I assume it's just horrible sadness. Going on. So Wondar went on to become a guy called the Aquarian.
Mm-hmm.
And he also went on to look a lot like Jesus.
He kind of looks like Jesus.
Yeah, but like he went full beard and like he had like a
full
white
Jesus.
Full Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens sometimes.
And he learned how to talk and he started like he showed up in a bunch more books. He even shows up like in the 90s. He's like, well, yeah, he's still around.
Yeah.
He's still around. And, but this I don't know if this is the first appearance.
After menopause hits for me and I'm able to grow a full beard, do you think I could go full Jesus?
You're not swarthy enough.
No. I mean, I am Italian. I'm just a very pale one.
You're extremely pale. You're the most pale Italian.
I'm so pasty. I know. I know. I don't know how that happened.
You know what it is? Because it's the little bit of English.
No, it's my... You know, my mom's mom was actually like that. She's extremely pale. We're just very...
Pale Italians.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with us. We're just pale. we're just pasty. But maybe I could just be like super light-skinned Jesus.
Super light-skinned Jesus.
And I'm just old with a beard.
Super light-skinned Lady Jesus.
I kind of want to go full Jesus.
Well, you can hang out with Man-Thing.
I'm assuming that's what Jesus sounds like.
Well, I've never looked. To his credit.
Is that what Aramaic
Jesus never
like?
Dropped an album, so I don't know what he's ever said.
When is he putting out his mixtape?
When's he going to drop the hottest mixtape of 2016, which hopefully will be the giant meteor. because that's Jesus' job. He's up there going, he's like, just ready.
He's like, I'm going to let them think that they're almost out of it, and then I'm going to hit him with the meteor.
It's coming. It's coming. Could somebody please do a painting of the earth with a picture of Jesus holding a giant meteor over it saying it's coming?
Oh, God.
And then they could just say, and actually, that'll be our shirt. It'll just say worst collection ever on it.
make sure it also says like December 29th, 2016, you know, just like, just so he's almost there, because that's probably when the world will
end. Yeah, you want to do it. You don't want to do it on New Year's Eve when everybody thinks they got their way out.
Right, that's the thing. You don't want to, you want it to be like, oh my God, we only have a few more
days.
You
want to do it on vacation, you know, when most people, this will be on our vacation, well, no, Hollywood's going to shut down, so
I'll
be home.
You just want it to be like, we just have a couple more days, we can totally make it a couple more days. But no,
God, I can't wait for this year to be over. It's like, no, I can't either.
Smash. Slam. Exactly. And Jesus kills us all. The end.
Could somebody, I wish we had enough fans that weren't doing shirts.
I wish I could draw. I'd totally draw that.
I can get somebody, we can that, or get somebody, somebody to draw it.
Yeah.
I'd love Bart Sears to draw it.
Yeah, we can hire somebody.
Can you please draw this? Get away from me, you insane person.
Yeah, maybe we can, like, when we're a kamikaze, like, we can walk up to, you know how, like, those artists, like, do
Hey, are you starving artist? Can you draw this for me?
No, just be like, hey, guy who's doing a drawing for $5. Because sometimes, like, what's his fucking name? He did Little Gotham. He's done Dustin Wen.
Okay.
He does sometimes draw stuff at cons.
Okay.
But it's only every once in a while.
Gotcha.
Like, if he was there, I'd be like, will you draw this? He'd be like, I don't even know what that means. I'd be like, just draw it.
It's for a shirt. Goodbye.
It's for a shirt.
It's inspired by an issue of Adventure of Fear. Whatever.
So, would you read the next issue of Man-Thing?
See, this is the thing. This is the Man-Thing. I just feel like I mean, this isn't interesting. Interesting.
Sure.
And I sometimes come across some really, I get really depressed reading Man-Thing.
That's my problem.
Because there's another one that we have too. I think that you bought it.
Is it with the old lady?
With the old lady and the dog.
Yeah.
Fuck. Man, that's a hard one to deal with too. Because the poor dog dies. Spoiler alert.
And then the woman almost dies. I mean, this is like a really old couple.
Just an old couple in the woods.
Deep in the in the swamp.
And the woman's upset because the man loved the dog more.
Yeah, so she becomes a swamp witch, sort of.
Yeah. And then Man-Thing shows up and he's fighting shit.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's really upsetting, actually.
It's really upsetting. And you know what? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I might, I probably would.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know, though. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if I would. I would. I don't know if I will want. I'm going to. Okay, yeah, I would.
My thing is, like, I can only read, like, one man thing at a time. Like, I can, you know, like, a lot of times I'll be like, here's my comic book pile. I'll just read like 8 of these comics in a row and it's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I can't do that with Man-Thing because I really do get sad about his situation.
No, this is actually he's kind of a hard go. This was not as bad as the one with the
Just Man-Thing in general just makes me so sad. Just the idea that he has no memory of who he was. I mean, aren't there people looking for him? And
probably.
I mean, it's just so terrifying.
I mean, he doesn't get friends.
I know, but he doesn't.
Yo, he is the.
He remembers nothing of his previous life, of everything he ever worked for, and it just bums me out so much because he's just this muck monster.
It's a drag, man.
And it's just awful. So yeah, I don't know. It's. I would probably read another man thing, but it would have to be in like 6 months because I can only take it in.
Yeah, you gotta space it out.
Because it's literally like watching Black Mirror for me.
I'm feeling very Black Mirror these days.
Well, I mean, we live in it.
We live in Black Mirror. My life is, I mean, I think you and I are just in this one big Black Mirror. Which, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, Black Mirror, great television show.
Is this like a Truman Show thing, except it's like with Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the saddest Truman Show. The saddest Truman Show. It's like the bomb. I was trying to make a Harry Truman joke, but so anyways, that's it for a Fear number 17 from October 1973. So that's it for the Marvel book, and we'll be back with our next one.
Hey guys, it's Adam Ray
and Josh Wolf, and we have a new podcast on the Sideshow Network called Good Call. It's a sports show for the casual fan. We aren't talking stats, no spreadsheets or in-depth analysis, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just fan opinions that will make you laugh and think. So if you want to listen to it, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on the sideshownetwork.tv/goodcall or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure how much thinking is being done.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back here on Worst Collection over here on Sideshow Network. It's Jen and Sean. I'm Sean, and that's Jen.
Yep.
I also listen to other podcasts, and they go, when they come back from breaks, and they're like, oh, well, we're going to say who we have here.
No, we're still the same people.
We're still the same people, but I feel like that's like, oh, that's a nice thing. It's like, you want to make sure everybody knows who you are.
No, they
you
know.
Because what if you're not paying attention, and you don't want to, you know, you don't know.
Oh, they know.
Well, that's us. So we're going to do, here's our DC book. It is The Flash, number 251 from July 1977. I just realized we haven't done a Flash in a while.
I know.
So I was like, yeah, let's do a Flash. Because here's the thing I've been noticing is that the Flash is pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking weird.
Like some of these ones that you, because, and this is, now normally, I'll admit, sometimes the stuff you pick up isn't the best.
Well, duh. Worst collection ever.
Well, I know. But I'm saying, like, for the show, like, sometimes it doesn't really vibe with stuff that we try to do, like, you know, with the
counterpoint, some of the stuff I pick up has been some of the best shit we've ever done on this show.
Right. Okay. So I think we're both kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
Because I also like some horrible books that I'm like,
you're the one who's always busting out 90s shit that I'm just like, what is this? I know.
Yeah. So maybe, okay. So we're both.
Yeah. Don't pretend you're like amazing at this.
So good.
Yeah.
Anyways, but you've actually been picking up a lot of these Flash ones from like the late 70s, early 80s,
well,
or whatever.
Well, I got them all at that place down in, where is it, Tustin?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had all those like old 70s books down there. And I picked up a shit ton of Flashes and Superman. And
I've been amazed at the crazy quality. The craziness of these Flash books.
It's batshit.
Well, because we read that one with the Black Hand, and he had that dildo.
Yes.
And he tried, and it's a compare, because I know we did that one, and then we've done one of them from like the 2000s, which I think Jeff Johns wrote.
Oh yeah.
And that one, that was a weird one too, but it wasn't like. This is like Superman, Batman.
Yeah.
Just batshit.
It really is. Like, I kind of like it.
Like, because the cover's just got some craziness going on.
It's got a big old ass on it.
So basically, okay, so the cover is Golden Glider is shooting
Iris.
We assume it's, we should assume it's Iris. Because just as at that time, Flash is running at Iris saying, for the first time in my life, I wasn't fast enough to save the woman I love.
And you do have to point out here that, like, it's drawn in such a way that Iris is, like, the closest to the viewer.
Yeah.
And she's bent over, so it's just ass.
It's like she's bending over to pick up, like, a penny.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a lot of ass, and, like, Flash is just running towards it.
And so if you didn't have, like,
Speech bubbles
are just looking like he's chasing after dad ass.
Yeah, he looks actually kind of horrified of that ass, and he's going to go get it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So
I kind of, if Golden Glider wasn't there and there was no speech,
yeah,
there,
like, it just literally this too. The reason I bought this is because of the cover. I was like, what the fuck?
No, and you know what? Of course, the cover
has something to do with it. In fairness, it has a little bit more than some of the other covers.
So before we get started,
yeah,
I just have to address this Batman and Robin hostess ad. Did you read this?
No.
Okay, so basically, there is this woman
with wings.
She's the Pigeon Woman. Her name is Pigeon Person.
Oh, God.
Pigeon Person. Uh-huh. And her plan is to use pigeons to steal...
stuff.
To steal national landmarks. She literally has her pigeons steal the Statue of Liberty from its place.
Okay.
And so she's stealing all this stuff. And so Batman is like, we got to stop them. And then so Batman goes to, like, the government. And they're like, we need help. Because now she plans to steal Mount Rushmore.
That's impossible. Mount Rushmore is an actual mountain.
Well, that's what she's planning.
Okay.
And so just as that is about to happen,
in comes Batman and the Batcopter.
Batman comes in the Batcopter and drops a net on her. The government drops a bunch of Hostess cakes on the birds, which the birds are totally into.
All those birds died immediately after this.
And so the birds decide to betray her for the Hostess cakes, and they take her away in a net. But they were nice enough to give her a Hostess cake in there, because she's
that's good.
I can't blame my pigeons for betraying me, because Hostess cakes are great. And while the government is like,
yeah, they are.
These are some dope-ass cakes. And Batman's like, we did good, Robin.
Batman didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. He talked to the... Yeah, actually, wait. No, he dropped the net.
Yeah, but he's still, the government's actually the one that saved the day.
He's just dropping a net and then watching a woman eat a cake.
Good job, Batman. That's so ridiculous.
So, that was a blessing to read.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the story is called Vengeance on Ice.
Can I also say that one of the things that I really love about this book, and you see it here on this first splash page, is the Flash is wearing ice skates.
I don't think he wears them later, though.
He does wear them later.
Oh, he does?
There's
okay.
One panel you can see them, and it's kind of my favorite thing.
Well, but he is on ice.
I know, but the fastest man alive, he can run across water. You don't think he would
But he might
that.
Fall. It might be tricky. He's figuring it out. So basically, around the cover here, we've got, it's basically the whole trope where you see what happens later on in the book as like a flashback. Because on the first page, it's Golden Glider saying, "You're too late to save the love of your life, Iris Allen, from being permanent freeze-dried Flash, but you're just in time for your own big blast." And she's shooting him, and, you know, Iris is in a...
Ice cube
in the ground, and, you know, whatever. So, so now we just start right into this, though, where apparently, I don't know if this is happening from a previous issue or something, but,
No, I think you skipped a page.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's it. It just goes straight from this.
Oh, it does. I thought there was another issue. Oh.
No. And then it just goes straight to this, and then we have, as for the fatal shootout, 1,000 feet per second,
So Golden Glider's, shooting, and Golden Glider is Captain Cold's sister.
Yeah.
And she's shooting at Flash, trying to, freeze-dry him, and...
She's
shooting at Iris.
She's got him in a top, in an energy top.
Oh, that's
because funny. She used to go out with the top.
And he's dead,
and she blames him. She's like, "You robbed me of my man, so I'm gonna do away with your woman." So he's shooting. She's shooting her ice blasting, freeze dried at Iris, and Flash basically figures that he can take his molecules because he controls his molecules, and vibrates them out of this top or whatever.
Yeah,
and he passes out of it. And
he gets hit by the ray. So Iris Allen, who wears nothing but pantsuits, so she's the Hillary Clinton of this book.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh no, Flash." And Golden Glider's like, "I'm going to get away." And my favorite part is that Golden Glider apparently just shoots ice in front of her. Just little patches of it, though. Because it's only a very
she's
small
got,
patch.
You know, she's got high-heeled ice skates.
Of course.
That she just shoots a patch of... I mean, she has a gun that does shoot ice, but we don't see it doing that.
No, she's just on this tiny patch of ice, and she's like, "Ha ha, I got her away."
But she's pissed, because she's like, "What the fuck? You know, I don't... This is bullshit.
I was supposed to kill Iris. Flash. Or, I'm sorry, I was supposed to kill Iris. This wasn't what I wanted." And so there's, a doctor there or something.
So, because the Flash basically looks like he's freeze-dried, so he's got, He looks like he's got...
It just looks like he has pink on him.
Yeah.
Cotton candy machine exploded on
cotton
Flash.
Cotton candy machine on Flash, and he's like, "Shit."
He's like, "I am delicious." Also dead.
They're also dead, and then the doctors show up, and they're like, "He's dead."
Yeah, actually, the next page is my favorite, because they refer to him.
Well, what happens is, so
he starts vibrating.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Is he alive?" He's like, "I thought he was dead." And they're like, "Well, if he is, he's the fastest corpse I've ever seen."
The fastest corpse you've ever
fastest
seen.
Fastest corpse. Which literally would be any corpse that moved.
Yeah.
Literally any corpse.
Well, I mean, to date, you know, he is the fastest corpse because most people probably have not seen a corpse move. No. So even if he moved a little bit, but he's moving he's really fast.
Yeah.
Here, so. So he comes back, he restructures his body through his atoms.
Yeah.
And restores him to normal and basically kickstarts all the frozen ones with his living ones.
Yeah.
And he lives.
Oh, man. And he's like, oh, I better take Mrs. Allen back home.
Yeah, she starts passing out and they're like, get back to your husband. It just keeps shouting. It's like, get her back to her husband.
It's so ridiculous. Because
oh, look, sea monkeys.
See, there you go.
Add water to get live instant pets. See, there's too much text here for me to read.
I don't really know what they are.
Well, I'm trying to read here.
But you can. You get a little packet, you add water, and they move around or something. I don't know.
Are they like freeze-dried shrimp?
I don't. Maybe. Maybe they are little shrimpies. I don't know what they are. I don't know anything about sea monkeys.
Well, it's supposed to tell us. It's kind of trying to tell us here, but I don't really. Apparently they do tricks.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they like music and they obey your commands?
They don't.
They eat, looks like a hamburger lollipop here.
Gross.
Mm. Anyways, so he flash runs his wife home and she's like, how did you live? And he's like,
I'm amazing.
And they're like, why are you trying to be killed? Why is she trying to be,
what the fuck's wrong? Why does Golden Glider want you dead? And then we cut to Golden Glider who's like, trying to figure out how her gun is working or something.
Apparently she's also a scientist.
Of course.
Bullshit.
And she's like, I need a better weapon.
I need a better way. It's like
Oh, I know. My brother. Mr. Shart.
So the explanation is that she tried to shoot Iris. But what happened was the gun can only shoot at one time, be trained to actually shoot at one target at a time.
Yes.
So in this case, it was only trained to shoot at the Flash, which is why it shot there. Yeah, because apparently this gun sucks.
Yeah.
And she's like,
it's the worst gun. It didn't go to take your gun to work, did
it? No, they did not take it. It stayed home.
It didn't go to gun school.
It stayed home in the basement.
It graduated from University of Gun.
University of Gun.
they have a hell of a football team.
But she is, she's just, you know, she's thinking about how, like, well, this weapon was conceived by my brother.
And he's got a better gun, so I'll go get his gun.
So I'll go get his gun, and he's like, I'm going to go kill the Flash.
Because that's all he does.
Well, yeah, because he's one of the rogues.
So he's like, oh, you know, I got nothing else to do today, I guess it's my turn. I'm assuming they just take turns.
Yeah.
Like, whoever is like, all right.
Trickster, Mirror Master, yeah, and Heat Wave.
Gets defeated, and so he calls up Captain Cold, and he's like, all right, Zell, you're up. He's like, all right, see you in prison.
You know, I'll say Flash has got a hearty rogues.
Yeah, he does.
That's one thing you can't say about the Flash. He ain't got heels in his heels to fight.
No. So she shows up, and he's like, what the fuck, baby sister? She's like, I want this gun.
Apparently she just throws a cut,
she turns him in.
I think she uses literally a fishing hook to grab it.
Yeah.
She uses the fishing hook to grab it, and then she's like, I got your gun, and I want to kill the Flash, because he killed my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he's like, you get in the way, I'll remove you. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And then it just cuts to him in prison.
Yeah, so she just turned him in.
Then she's just like, hey, come with me. Well, you know what? It's like,
fuck it.
It's like, how far do you plan to remove me? It's like, over here. And he's like, oh, really?
Yeah, I'll just go in here.
Hey, I'm removed. God damn it. How did this happen?
She's like, this is the fourth time this week.
And he's in his cell. Like,
dun, 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 dun.
He's the dumbest. And he's funny because he's in his cell, like, pounding his fists in his hand. It's like, not only is she steal my freeze dryer, but she also had the gall to leave me
my
all cold and defenseless.
Turned me in.
Which we don't even see anybody, like,
yeah,
capture him. It's just like literally
just
happens.
All of a sudden he's in jail. So he's in jail.
So he's in jail and he goes.
Kind of looks like Conan O'Brien if Conan O'Brien gave himself divine eyebrows.
Yeah, because his face starts getting big.
Yeah. He's got like crazy hair. It's a very long face. But then he's just got like the drag queen divine eyebrows. And then he like dies? Question mark?
Yeah. So then like, so it goes like 3 pounds. So he's like fist. Nothing is worse in this world than an angry Captain Cold, which I like that. And then his face gets big. And then we get the next panel is him is the guard coming by. It's like, chow time, snart. We got your fave. And then he, for what it looks like he's doing,
is the smooth criminal.
He's falling, but his face is still long and yelling, and he's doing the smooth criminal lean.
Yeah,
where he's falling over.
And then that's, and then the next thing you see is like people are just like, well, I guess he's dead.
So, and the doctor who.
He must be the guy who thought Flash was just a fast corpse.
Yeah,
same guy.
So the doctor is like the doctor.
He's the worst. I don't think he's really a doctor. He's like a vet.
You know, he's an optometrist.
He's a chiropractor.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor of love.
Yeah, he's like, I have my doctorate in history. It is the same thing.
He's got a doctorate in like English studies.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
It's like, can you see if this man is dead? Sure.
Sure, yeah. All right. Looks dead to me.
Let me look up the word dead first. Okay.
that is the etymology of the word dead. Fascinating.
I used the word dead.
Well, yeah, look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary, guys.
So he's like, so they're like, dead? He's like, as a mackerel, no heartbeat.
There has to be a live mackerel somewhere.
This man has never seen a live fish.
Yeah. He's like, I assume all fish are naturally dead.
You know why? Because he's probably never seen the water.
No, he probably only goes to eat. Yeah, he went down to the market. He went to Albertsons, and he's just like, fish are just in pieces. That's how they come.
I wonder if he like goes up to the counter, and they're like, sir, what can I get you? He goes, fish are always dead, and just walks away.
And they're just like, you know what? I'm not even going to argue that.
They're like, yeah, you know what? I've never seen a live fish.
And they're like, no, they're like, you know what? I'm going to let that go because that's a conversation I don't want to have.
No.
And you just let him walk by because you know it's going to be bad. If you try to explain to this man that fish are actually alive at one point before you eat them.
So basically what happens is he just basically, his body temperature goes down 30 degrees and just freezes to death.
Yeah.
Internally.
Sure. Which.
And then the newspaper comes out and it's like.
Sneeze on me? That's so gross.
Sorry. Basically the newspaper comes out and it's like, everybody's like, villains be dying. You know, that's kind of what it says on the cover. It's like, yeah. Villains be dying. It's just a random headshot of Captain Cold just looking off.
Yeah.
He's not like being angry or doing anything. He's just like, Anyway. So Iris and Barry are
having a walk.
And then all of a sudden Iris gets
simmed.
Well, she gets simmed. But before that, basically she's like, she's trying to figure out what the hell's going on. He saw Golden Glider, and he's like, she looked really intense, which reminds me of Batman, the Avenger.
Dude, stop sneezing on me. Sorry. It's twice. It's really gross.
Oh, the baby has a cold.
Do you have a cold? I don't know. She just sneezed on me, and it was disgusting.
It's a cat cold.
Oh, I hope not. Come on. Come up here. But anyway, so yeah, apparently Batman has joined the Avengers.
Batman joined the Avengers!
In the Marvel Universe, and none of us knew.
We didn't know!
What
issue was that? Was that when he was on that boat, the horror boat last time?
That's exactly what happened.
Was he like, did he sign up? It's like, hey, you want to join the Avengers? He's like, sure.
He's like, yeah.
You also want a free subscription to Fango?
He's like, oh.
Also,
he's like, I'm a lifetime subscriber.
He's like, I already got that. He's like, well, how about this DVD? He's like, get away from me. I'll take my Avengers membership.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go hang out with Captain America.
Captain America's not going to peddle shitty movies on me.
Nope.
I get my shitty movie of the month club. That's all I get.
Yeah.
I have class. I'm Batman.
Dude, Batman would totally be down for this thing we're going to tonight.
Oh man, I would love it if could we just do like a Instagram story where I dress as Batman. I just go.
I have a Batman mask.
I know. I could just be like, well, I'm Batman, and I'm going to see the horror festival because I'm a huge horror hound. I once went to a horror festival on a boat. Goodbye. You know.
Sure.
Maybe they'll show Batman v Superman v zombies. Or V Werewolves or whatever that is, that one.
That one book. I'd watch that.
Yeah, actually, I would. That would be a better movie.
And I would actually cheer for the werewolves or zombies or whatever.
Oh, I would cheer for anything. Fighting Batman, Superman.
just end it. For fuck's sake.
Just if a zombie.
Stop.
Like if they're fighting each other and they're like, Martha. And then like a werewolf's like, nah.
The werewolf's like, my name is Martha. Oh, and he just eats them both.
Like, oh no, there's a werewolf.
We can't kill this werewolf. Its name is Martha. And they're like, you're right. They just start crying and then they get eaten.
And like, you know, and like Batman's like, all werewolves in Gotham are named Martha.
I'm surprised they don't change the name of Gotham to Martha Town.
Martha Town.
I must protect Martha Town.
Fox presents Martha Town.
Just Batman constantly crying.
Jim Gordon, Martha Town, police commissioner.
It's funny.
You're now entering Martha Town. Population 1 million. And the quote says, forget that hoe.
Forget that hoe.
So,
oh, Gotham, you've given us so many things.
So anyway, so basically for what it appears is that Iris gets a sim like indicator over her head.
Yeah, it does. And she just like blasts into the sky.
But it's like basically like a gimmicked top that.
Yeah, it's just it's like a golden glider is like.
Yeah, she probably got it from her dead boyfriend.
Yeah, she's borrowing his shit because, you know, he's dead. So he doesn't need it. So
he's dead as a mackerel.
So Barry, I think, starts screaming Iris, but her name is just written really big.
I don't know what's going on. Is somebody shouting this? Or is this?
I'm assuming it's him, but it's not like attached to a speech bubble or anything. It's kind of weird. And the font's all big. It's all blocky. I don't know.
And it's like red. It's not like, you know, like it's.
It says Iris, Iris, Iris. And he like flashes over and he saves her. And then he's like, Iris, are you okay? And she starts talking to him. And she's like, Golden Glider's controlling her. So here,
she's controlling her vocal cords.
I'm controlling her vocal cords.
Because of that sim top.
I know that you are in love with this woman, even though she's married to Barry Allen. This is like the third time somebody has mentioned this in this book.
And oh, yeah.
I think by this time you would put two and two together.
Oh, no.
But
the public is stupid.
Everyone in this fucking book is dumb as shit.
There's also like not a lot of people around.
They're just, yeah, maybe that's why. And they're just like, oh, Flash, you could pause. You could never be Barry Allen. You're just in love with another man's wife. So, whatever.
It's impossible.
So, he, like, runs off with Iris again. And
so, he digs through Roscoe Dillon's file, which is the top.
Yeah.
And he's going, and he's looking through.
The top.
He's looking through.
It just makes me laugh that his name was the top. Because you know that there's some guy in West Hollywood who, like, that's his grinder name.
The top.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And he goes by the top, and he probably wears the creator shirt. Which was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So basically, well, I'll let you explain.
We were in West Hollywood this one time, and there was this older gentleman walking down the street with a.
He was old, but he
wasn't
like,
older. But he was,
I'd say,
like,
it is late
45,
late 40s.
Walking with an 18-year-old boy, who was obviously his newest boy toy, and he was like talking to his friends about how like before. This young child met him. He didn't even have any muscles, but now he's getting muscles and whatever. But as he's like talking about this, he's wearing a t-shirt that says The Creators, which is a band.
No, it's just Creator. Creator. With a K.
Okay.
Creator with a K, which is a thrash metal band from the 80s, which I think is still around.
Yeah.
You know, that from Europe. Yeah. And I'm like, and this is the thing. It's like,
rarely ever seen a shirt like that.
I've never seen. Okay, I've been to metal shows. I've seen a lot of metal shirts. I've seen a lot of obscure metal shirts.
Yeah.
I will say I've never seen a Creator shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But it blows my mind that the first time I ever saw a Creator shirt out in public was being worn by a man
who is,
in West Hollywood, gay man in West Hollywood,
who is obviously. Disgusting.
Yes,
because the way he was treating this poor boy was just awful.
Yeah, just being very young.
And I was like, oh man, I know they make.
Also, I don't remember this guy having muscles either.
No, I just remember thinking like, I know they make the straight version of this guy, and now I have seen the gay version, and I just really wanted to like grab that 18-year-old boy and go, "Come with me, you'll thank me later," and like walk away and be like, "Honey, you are going to regret that relationship." But let's go talk about
Let's go talk. First of all, did you know he's wearing a Creator shirt?
He's wearing a Creator
shirt.
Which,
nothing against the band Creator, but just, I've never seen that. You oh my God.
In
West Hollywood.
In the wild.
You know what? He's probably not wearing that ironically.
No, oh my God. No one's ever heard of them. So
no, people have heard of them, but if you're in West Hollywood, because this guy, that means that this dude.
Loves the Creator.
He loves Creator. He has been down with speed metal for years, and
probably before his boyfriend was born.
He has been You know, this guy probably has stories, though.
Oh, you
know. About cleaning up at metal shows. With,
oh, God, yeah.
With boys, boys, boys.
Oh, absolutely.
He is probably that guy should do a podcast.
Holy shit, that guy should do a podcast. He probably has one. Hollywood, everybody does.
I don't know. I
hope it's just called Creator Guy, and you're like,
should I put a misconnections?
You really should. Like, this Craigslist. Happened 3 years ago. We still
3 years ago.
About.
You 3 years ago wearing a creator shirt, talking to your young boyfriend about how he's got muscles now since he met you. Me, a podcast producer, crossing the street looking for content. Meet up. Meet me at the improv. Oh no, he's probably gonna hear.
That would be amazing.
He's gonna show up tomorrow with the creator. He's gonna show up on Monday with the creator shirt.
That would be amazing. And then you could get him to like guest on all the podcasts or give him his own show.
Like, sir, we've been waiting for you right this way. Here's your mic.
Oh, thank God.
He's like, Sean, what are you doing? I'm giving this man a creator shirt of a show.
Do you have a name? Doesn't matter. Your name is Creator Shirt.
Man and Creator Shirt with advice. And watch it becomes
just,
like bigger.
Just tell me about like going to speed metal shows in the 80s.
I want you to tell me
and
everything.
And having crazy fucking sex in like some nasty van that has wolves painted on the side of it. Tell me all about it, because I want to hear that story.
Crazy, crazy, gay sex.
Well, yeah.
Like it's just probably the wildest shit.
No, but just like you know, wildest like metal really stuff. Like nasty, gross sex with like nasty, grimy people.
Oh yeah, he's
that's the, what I'm saying.
There's
so many shows because you
there
know
are some
like,
he's hanging with the crusty dudes.
Yeah, there's like he's like and I had sex with some guy who hasn't watched his jeans in 3 years. Like that kind of nasty.
Those guys
sex.
Have crunchy pants.
Yeah, I want to hear those stories.
Anyways, Hollywood, what a town.
Yeah, can't wait. I want to hear all about that.
That man sounds fascinating.
He does. Yeah.
So that's right. So he, how do we get talking about this?
I don't even know how we got talking about this.
Because now he's, oh, the top.
Oh, the top. Okay. That's why.
So Barry's looking up stuff about the top, and he's like, hey, Barry is in your lab. Pick up your phone. Your movie star friend, Daphne Dean, is calling from the airport. And he's like, oh no, I forgot to,
Oh yeah.
So he forgot to go find her.
He was supposed to say goodbye to her or something.
Yeah.
At the airport. And so like, he like makes his voice sound different. He's like, oh, Barry already left. He's on his way.
He's like, this is Mr. Strub.
Yeah. Hello, I am Mr. Schnrub.
Hi, this is, Larry Gallen.
Hello. My name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
I believe you have a package for me.
Well, oh, sir, Mr. Burns, what is your first name?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's exactly what happens here.
Yeah. So he goes, and then she's like, well, I guess you can leave a message. And since he's the Flash, he can run over there extremely fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, what up? You know, movie star lady. And she's like, oh.
I'm going to go be a movie star.
I'm going to say goodbye. And he's like, well, look. And he's like, look, well, you know what? I have an idea of a way to, like, figure shit out. And he asks her for some help.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, like, we go to the morgue and there's, like, dudes playing cards. And all of a sudden, like, Captain Cold's morgue drawer. Is that what that's called?
Morgue drawer.
I don't know what they're... I'm sure it has a technical name. Wherever they put the body in the morgue, it's a drawer. It freezes and then it busts open. And then he becomes like a walking ice man who just like zaps people with his hands. I don't know. How does he do this? Is it ever explained?
This is where he goes. He goes, it's a good thing I perfected my sub-zero metabolic trance after my last prison break. The biological effects of super cold can not only simulate death, they can be quite numbing. So basically,
but that doesn't explain how he has the ability.
Because it's internalized. He has.
But that
doesn't
explain the ability how he can like shoot ice at people.
Because
without his gun.
Well, he splooshes these guys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. I'm like, okay.
If that's the case, why does he just do that without his gun?
And see, that's the thing. I'm like, okay, so you perfected the art of getting yourself basically hypothermic.
And it looks like he's basically shooting these people with cotton candy, let's be honest.
Yeah, and then he also is able to form ice around his entire body and then pop open a fucking morgue drawer and like become a walking icicle until it melts off of him, I think.
He melts it off, and then he like readjusts his body temperature, I assume.
It doesn't make any sense how he can do that if
and then he steals one of these guys' clothes that's covered in cotton candy, and then he runs out. Real quick, we got a Batman ad where he's selling
socks.
A bunch of Batman shit.
Socks.
So there's like a Batman airplane that you could throw, a Batman power shooting grappling hook, which looks like a comb.
It does, but it also has a suction cup at the end of it. That's kind of great.
That's
kind of
neat. And then socks. And what's funny is that it looks like the socks are coming out of him.
Yeah, it does, out of his stomach.
And he's got Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman and Robin, and they're not like the cool like pattern socks. They're just like somebody put like a
They embroidered them.
They embroidered it. Which,
they embroidered some socks.
Sensational socks.
Yeah. And they're just like coming out of Batman's stomach. He's like, I ate these.
Actually, I would love it if he'd say, because he's saying, check these out, Batman fans. I wish he was saying, I ate these. And it's just coming out.
It's like Alien. It's like chest bursting out of his fucking stomach.
So later, the Allens get an invitation to the Central City Palace to go see the Futura ice show. And, yeah, he's like,
and you think after everything that's been happening, they would be like, you know what? We're going to stay away from ice. They're like, nah, man.
Well, no, because what happens is like...
Well, we explain it later, but they're like, we're going to go.
But what happens is like, Iris is like, this is weird. He's like, or he's like, it's a trap. And she's like, no, you got free tickets because you helped the ice show recover stolen receipts last year. So we have to go.
No, you are an idiot. Again, everyone in this book is an idiot. So...
And so he suspects that, you know, stuff's afoot.
Because it is. Because obviously if an ice-based villain has been trying to kill you for the past 2 days and you get tickets to an ice show, probably don't go. Probably going to be a trap. I don't know, maybe. I mean, that's how I live my life. You know how many tickets I've turned down for ice shows?
Yeah.
Because I've been stalked by ice-based villains.
Because you think you might get freeze-dried? Yeah.
Well, there's so many times where you get shot at by ice guns. I mean, I know that happens to everybody.
Yeah, and so basically he's like, look, you know, the chances are that she sees, you know, if Golden Glider sees you, she's going to shoot at you. So we're just going to have to deal with it. And it's funny because then we cut to the show, and we have like a little, like, speech bubble. It's like, in, you know, it's outside of the building, and you hear the applause. You see the applause, and it's like Central Palace, 8:30, where the evening sounds, blah, blah, blah. And the bubble is like, it's not just a bubble, but it's a bubble with like a woman's
hand.
It's a flesh-colored bubble.
Yeah.
A speech bubble with a hand pointing to
the clapping.
Which I don't understand. Like, I would have just made that connection if you would have put it out there.
Why isn't that just a box? Why is it a fucking hand bubble? It's really creepy. So, of course, they go in, and who should show up but Golden Glider?
Well, Golden Glider, but she's a part of this ice troop known as Lisa Star.
Whatever.
Even though her real name is Lisa Snart. Yeah. And
I'm sure this is her first night, I'm sure.
You know, but she's throwing around a baton, and they're like, Barry, she's looking at me, you know, Iris is. And so she just throws a baton and shoots Iris.
And Iris falls into the ice because, of course, they've got front row seats.
Yeah, they got front row seats, which I'm like, why couldn't they just been like, can we just turn these in for, like, way up high?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
But these two are idiots. And so Iris is like, oh, man, what a great nap. She's like, why didn't that work? That was specifically trained to shoot you. And that's when the Flash shows up on his ice skates.
There's the ice skates. And then he starts trying to stop her.
Yep.
And she's jumping and stuff.
Yeah. He tries to freeze her. She's like, that's dumb. And
because what happens is Captain Cold shows up.
Oh, that's right. Because Captain Cold's pissed off.
Yeah, he's pissed off at his sister. So he shoots her and tries to freeze her feet. She gets out. Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? We got to, like, try to, like, fight the Flash.
Right. But Flash is like, well, fuck it. I'll just... get you both.
So he just starts skating around them real fast, and as he's doing that, he's throwing a bunch of snow.
He's icing them.
Icing them, and apparently it's freezing them so much, and what's happening is just before this starts happening, Glider grabs Cold, and she's like, we gotta go fight, but she can't let go of him because her hand freezes to his parka, which...
What?
Just fucking let go!
Well, here's the thing. Because, so, Flash is basically icing them, and the first time I ever went ice skating...
Oh, okay.
My sister plays hockey.
Uh-huh.
And she's fucking good. I because she got all the athletic talent in the family where I did not. So
you got all the funny.
Yeah, is that it? I don't know. That there's not really a lot of funny in my family. But so she's like,
that's why you have all of it.
You got this one drop. Congratulations.
100% funny, the Jen Stansfield
story. So she's like, come on, we're going to go ice skating. And of course, I was goth at this time. So I'm like, imagine me going to an ice rink head to toe in black for open skate with all these little kids. And my sister. And I think I was wearing like my type of negative shirt or something at the time. And I'm just like, so I'm trying to skate. I suck terribly because I am terrible. And so I'm like going around. My sister, of course, is just like fucking lapping me like nobody's business. And then she turns around and goes against the crowd and stops on her edges and just showers me from about neck to knee with ice. And she laughed and skated away.
No.
So, yeah.
She could have froze you like the Flash.
Well, I know that. I think that was her intention. But I would just like to say that it's no fun. I got so mad. But I knew I couldn't catch her. I just had to let her go.
Yeah, you would have just fell.
Well, of course I would have just fell. She knew that. That's why she was laughing at my ass.
So basically, he freezes them in this matter, which, horse shit.
Yeah, he freezes them into like an ice block.
And then it just happens that...
And he goes over to Iris, and Iris is not Iris. It's his friend who is wearing an Iris head.
An Iris head that somehow did not look... creepy as fuck.
Didn't look like a fucking mask. It's so weird.
It didn't look like a mask, because it just frustrates me when people pull off masks in the comic books.
Right, where they look good.
As if, like, you know, it's the actual person.
Yeah.
But you can't, but you're just like, no, it's totally their face.
No, it's not.
Like, it's not just them going, rah, rah, rah,
and it's not like, oh, I've been, this is hours of prosthetics that make me look like this, that's going to take a while to take off. This is, I'm taking off a fucking Halloween mask like it was a bag.
Yeah, and she's got her full hair stuff.
No,
and
she's fine. She's all made up. And of course, the whole stadium starts cheering. And they're like, encore, encore. It was such a great show.
What? Freeze a sister and brother and take off another mask.
Yeah, and so,
that's
like,
what we came to pay,
the
came
Flash
to see.
And that woman are just standing out on the ice waving at everybody. So stupid.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the Flash, guys.
That's the Flash. I'm sorry. I was just saying there's something else I was fucking around here with.
What? Were the Return to the New Gods?
No, I was looking at like some of these other. Okay, maybe it wasn't what I thought it was. So that's it for the Flash number 251.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
So, Flash's letter page is called. What was it called? Flash something? It was called something dumb.
Flash ass. Oh, Flashgrams.
Shouldn't it be called like News Flash?
Well, because it's not news.
It's not news. But
Letter Flash. Mail Flash.
Better than whatever.
First Class Mail.
Flashgrams. Yeah, well, like First Class Mail or something. I don't know.
I do love a good letter. Letter page title.
Yeah, that one's not very good.
One of my favorites was the Captain America, Let's Rap with Cap.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Let's Rap with Cap. Like, yeah, fuck that. Like, Cap better not be rapping anywhere.
Oh, Cap was from 1942. He cannot rap.
He should try, though.
No, he shouldn't. I've heard that's what actually the next Captain America movie is going to be about. It's going to be him. It's going to be like 8 Mile starring Captain America.
What's going to happen is he's going to go, since it's in the Luke Cage's in the universe, what he's going to do, he's going to end up in that Harlem Paradise Club.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be there, and they're going to be like, it's going to be like Avengers Night Out.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, yo, Cap, get to the mic. And he's like, you know.
And Method Man will show up again. And
Method Man is going to be there. Method Man's like, doing a superhero rap night.
Method Man's going to teach Cap how to rap.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
That's what the next Captain America is about. It's about his.
It's like Dangerous Minds, but with Captain America.
It's going to be like 8 Mile.
It's like 8 Mile.
But with Captain America. And it's going to be him and Method Man standing in a junkyard rapping about making cars. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Can't wait for it.
Oh man, that's gonna be a good movie. You know what? Movies are good.
Yeah, movies are great.
Movies are great.
Yeah, you know, Sean's got a real controversial opinion about movies, guys. The movies are good.
Sometimes movies aren't good.
Oh, shit. Throwing
hot
down.
Hot take right there.
That is a hot take. I got burned by that hot take.
Mm, well, maybe I'll have to skate around you.
Just ice cool me. You off. Cool I've you already off. Been humiliated enough for one, on the ice for one lifetime.
So that's it for this week's show. We are going to go watch horror movies tonight.
Oh, yeah. Horror movies. I'm so excited.
Go to the new Beverly Horror Fest, so we'll see how this goes.
I don't know if we're going to make it to the end, but we're sure as fuck going to try. All night horror movie marathon.
Let's hope they Anthropophagus. Anthropophagus.
I don't know. We don't know what they're going to show. That's the beauty of the new Beverly, is they don't actually release the names of the movies that you're going to see until the night of. So I have no idea.
They didn't always do that.
I know. This is for this year. They're not going to tell us what they're going to show. So we have no idea.
Deal with it.
I'm really excited.
I was there 1 year, and Patton Oswalt bought everybody Petco cupcakes.
Yeah.
He wasn't there, but
did not go to that one.
Yeah, it was back like, this is...
this is years ago.
This is 8 years ago.
Oh, God.
8 years ago!
Yeah, you were out here interning. I was still in...
That happened 8 years ago!
I know. I don't want to talk about that. That's depressing.
Holy fuck, that opened it. Oh, no.
Don't even think about it. Because last year we went to one. It wasn't the new Beverly one, so it wasn't as fun. But
no.
That is where I saw Death Spa for the first time.
And now we own it.
And now I own it on Blu-ray. It really changed my life.
You know what? It did change my life.
I was so happy to see that movie. I was like, this is the best movie I've ever
worst
seen.
Worst, best movie. And it's
best, worst movie I've ever seen.
And what's great about it is that there are are starting to discover it.
I know. It's so great because people start talking about it. I'm like, yeah, Death Spa.
How Did This Get Made did it.
Oh, yeah.
And then our friends at We Hate Movies are doing a live commentary on that.
Yeah.
And which I would love to hear.
Oh, me too.
I'm kind of disappointed that I will not be in New York to hear that. But
yeah, no, we'd go.
Because they did like a similar movie last year for their Halloween spectacular called Killer Workout, but
it's not the same.
It's not the same because it was like kind of like there's people trying to figure. Like, they talked about it a little bit, like trying to figure out if there's like movies of that ilk and like, this comes up. Because in the 80s there were like, you know, it was kind of a genre of like workout horror-themed movies.
No, I mean, I would absolutely...
It was these two for certain.
If you get the chance, I would recommend watching Death Spa. It is so bad and so dumb, but also great.
But you can't help it. You can't... And yeah, I would recommend watching Death Spa and then listening to How Did This Get Made episode with, I think, Horatio Sanz is the guest.
Yes, he is. You're right. And they talk about Death Spa. It's pretty great.
Or if you're in the New York area and you want to try to catch it,
this month.
Yeah. If you follow Andrew Drupin on Twitter from We Hate Movies, he'll tell you. Can ask him on Twitter.
Yeah.
We All Hate Movies or WHO Podcast.
And they're pitching at the beginning of their shows. So.
Yeah. So you should check it out. Anyways, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, SHAWN. You can also find me on Instagram at AngryHeroSean and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, please rate us, give us 5 stars. Leave a review if you feel so inclined. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. We definitely appreciate you guys checking us out. And please check out SideshowNetwork.tv. All the great podcasts here on our network are waiting for you there. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.